Gracias.
Thank you very much, Chair. On behalf of the government of El Salvador, we wish to commend you for your leadership during this meeting, and we very much hope that we will have a successful outcome. We believe that this working group can make a contribution to global peace and security. And in this respect, we align ourselves with the joint statement made by Argentina and Colombia, as the latter as a new member of the group of 14 countries. My group expresses its full support to the work that will be done this week within this group of experts. We recognize the efforts made by delegations and other interested actors to build a regulatory framework on laws. We hope that this meeting will bring us closer to closely look at the issue at all levels and maintain a very specialized discussion. We have always been vocal in favor of developing a legally binding instrument within the CCW by means of a protocol establishing regulations in weapon systems and covering all essential aspects such as meaningful human control and international humanitarian law. This is a proposal which is found in the draft of Protocol 6, which together with a group of countries from different regions, we have submitted for the work of this meeting. We await any suggestions or comments that are forthcoming on this proposal. We believe that this would be a sure bet of ensuring that everyone contributes during this meeting. We believe that we have to consider the development of laws. There have been rapid changes which make everything much more complex. We believe that there should not be irreversible consequences for the world. Chair, El Salvador recognizes the proposals made by other delegations, which are enriching and are different ways of finding regulations on relating to the use of laws, including by using as a basis recognized laws such as IHL. We believe that we must have regulation which comprehensively covers laws. We must not underestimate everything relates to the design, development, deployment, or transfer of these weapons with no human control. Ladies and gentlemen, I conclude by reiterating that this is the best possible moment of time to make a contribution to guarantee security and peace in the world through regulation and to avoid the design and proliferation of autonomous weapons with no human control. We can do this through a legally binding instrument. Thank you.